You're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist and certified dementia practitioner, and coming to you live here in our group. First of all, if you got any questions or any concerns, you know, shoot me a message, send me a, you know, a PM private message or comment down below. Well, anyway, today is called the Thursday Dementia Training. Today we'll be talking about the Misunderstanding Dementia series. Today we'll be talking about chapter 2, part 5, and we'll be talking about vascular dementia. So basically, vascular dementia is due to, you know, damage or blockage of blood vessels in the brain. So basically, it's caused by small strokes and areas of the brain that have stopped getting oxygen and die. So remember, your blood carries oxygen. If you don't have enough blood circulating to your brain, obviously, you know, you get a stroke. And stroke happens suddenly and can cause sudden worsening of memory. Obviously, you know, part of your brain, the hippocampus, you know, the cerebral and everything, you know, in your brain is supposed to have blood supply. And if there's lack of oxygenation, lack of blood supply and nutrients there, and you're starving with oxygen, guess what? You get what you call the ischemic stroke, or, you know, basically, you know, you get vascular dementia. Vascular means blood vessel. You know, dementia basically is caused by, you know, cognition problems. So vascular dementia. So, you know, people have strokes. They have, you know, what you call this, different, just like dementia when they have a stroke. So different parts of your brain, different affectation. You know, left side of the brain, you know, right side of the body is affected. If your right side of the brain is affected, left side of the body is affected. Same thing with the emotions, same thing with movement, same thing with reflexes, different parts of the brain is affected. So when you get vascular dementia, again, you get decrease in circulation or small strokes in that part of that brain. So again, small strokes can cause vascular dementia. Obviously, it affects the gait, you know, whichever part of that brain is affected. For example, your basal ganglia or your cerebellum, that's responsible for your movement. It can also cause, you know, affectation on the executive functioning. If the stroke is the front part of the head, you know, it can also affect the logical thinking and planning, and obviously mood and behavior. You know, I don't know if you notice it, you know, patients who have a left-sided stroke, they are more irritated, they are more irritable, they are more, you know, angry all the time. And the patients who have right-sided stroke, you know, they have they're happy-go-lucky, they're just impulsive and happy, and, you know, don't care about what happened to them. So different part of the brain affects different, you know, different strokes for different folks, right? Different strokes affect different parts of your brain. Okay, so that's what normally happens there too. And again, vascular dementia, you know, here, you know, it shows an example of how, you know, it might happen. So the little blood vessels underneath the cortex or underneath the brain, and if there's a blockage there, there's a, what you see right over here, there's accumulation or what you call emboli that goes to the small parts of the part of the brain, you know, they die quickly. You know, it's called hypoxia. You know, hypoxia means decrease in oxygenation. Hypo means low. Oxygen means oxygen. So basically low oxygen and, you know, whatever this blood clot here goes to this part of the brain dies, you know, obviously because there's lack of circulation. So it's being starved by oxygen. So again, what you, probably see is from the stroke effect, but obviously if it affects the hippocampus or whatever part of the brain, you know, there's a decrease in the functioning of the brain. Okay, so in summary, you know, vascular dementia is associated with the accumulated damage to blood vessels in the brain, you know, particularly the white matter or the under the cerebral cortex. You got the gray matter and then the white matter. I would always tell to my patient, you know, when you take a picture of the brain, there's this gray matter and then the white matter, and there's which why, you know, there's this show called Grey's Anatomy, because it, you know, it's called gray matter. So vascular dementia is linked to either the accumulated effects of the blockage of the blood vessels and also the bleeding, you know, the bleeding of brain tissue when you have this hemorrhagic stroke. Again, nerve cells are highly vulnerable to interruption in the supply of oxygen, which is transported in the blood. So going back again, vascular dementia, this is another type of dementia. Vascular dementia, it is caused by a series of small strokes, and it affects different parts of the brain. Again, different parts of the brain obviously has different functions. So if it hits the brainstem, it hits the right side, it hits the left side of the brain, and that's what's being affected. So when you go to a neurologist or their primary care doctor, ask, hey doc, what side of the brain or what part of the brain, you know, and that way you can identify, oh, okay, this is what's wrong with my mother, you know, this, you know, the movement, you know, and then you can address the therapy there. Hey, we need movement therapy. We need strengthening therapy. We need balance therapy. We need, neglect, you know, we call it, hemi neglect therapy, you know, wherein the patient just neglects one side and just focuses more on the good side. So again, this is our Thursday dementia training. It's a quick, you know, lecture. If you got any questions or any concerns, shoot us a message, you know, email us, like this page, subscribe, or whatever you call it. We appreciate you. You know, always remember, this is going to be a big challenge, not only for the patient themselves who have dementia, but you as a caregiver, and that's the reason why you're here listening to it. So always remember that the bigger the challenge, the bigger the victory. Hope you have a great day. God bless you, and have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you.